Bernie Sanders uses Twitter censorship to justify Trump's removal. By Joel B. Polak on January 12, 2021. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, argued in a tweet Monday evening that the fact that President Donald Trump has been banned from social media should alone justify removing him from office. Democrats plan to introduce articles of impeachment against Trump in the House of Representatives later this week for allegedly inciting the Capitol riot. Though the Senate would not be able to hold a trial until Trump had already left office, which may be unconstitutional, according to some scholars. Sanders, the Democratic socialist from Vermont who was President-elect Donald Trump's main rival in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, tweeted, "Let's be clear. If Trump is too dangerous to send out a tweet or a Facebook post, he's too dangerous to be commander-in-chief. Donald Trump must be removed from office immediately and held accountable for his horrific acts of sedition, violence and chaos." Trump was banned from Twitter for two innocuous posts in the aftermath of last Wednesday's riot at the Capitol. Facebook has also banned Trump indefinitely, citing fear that he might incite a violent insurrection. In his tweet, Sanders did not repeat his earlier concerns about Silicon Valley tech giants like Facebook exerting incredible power over the economy, over the political life of this country in a very dangerous sense. Rather, he seemed to regard the decision of those same social media monopolies as sufficient grounds for removing the President of the United States from office, barely a week before he is due to leave anyway. Amazon also removed Parler, a competitor to Twitter, from its web servers on Monday, using its corporate power to eliminate an alternative to the left-wing social media monopolies. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.